basketball was pretty well supported. It's disappearing. Pickleball wasn't all that well supported. In fact, it's lower in the ranking than basketball, and yet we're not providing that. So the general thought is, and I understand we've gone through a process here and we've had public meetings, and that's all very difficult to herd those cats, but I don't think you've got a consensus plan here. I see from the respondents and reading all the comments, this one wants it, this one doesn't. We're going to have this constant battle. I don't know, people have an expectation that if it's 49-51, the 51 wins. This is about accommodating the needs of the neighbors, the people there, the people that walk there. 11% by our own records of the respondents in this survey don't even live in the city. So we need to think of this as a neighborhood park. It has a definition of what it is, who it serves, and the amenities it should have, and it should have the amenities that those neighbors want. And when I see the results of this survey, they're all over the place, and I don't see anything conclusive in here that lends to the ranking. So I'm very anxious to see this park built. It's been a long time coming, needs to move forward, but I think that somehow there needs to be reach a consensus on what the amenities are. I'm seeing results that show residents and neighbors don't want that level of buildup in this whole thing. It's not just a rank scoring where you can look at it. It's who really needs it? How much do we need? I'd like to argue that, and we were approached by groups when I worked for Milwaukee County Parks. They want these facilities, they're great. But the best way to do that is in a dedicated facility set up for it with parking, with all the amenities that they need, viewing areas. Do it right, do it in the right place. Don't jam it in a park because you've got one to build. I think we've got some impact fees. We could easily accommodate such a need. Pickleball has its place. I don't think 8 courts in this park does it. And I think they might want to seriously consider basketball, or what we often did was put two hoops back to back so you can't have full court games, but if you can go out and play horse and do things like that, it takes a smaller footprint. I don't think we've got what we in the business call the program right. The people that will be using this parks don't need 8 pickleball. They'll come if you build them, but let's put that stuff in the right spot and give the neighborhood what it needs.
I got a comment to follow up on that, but Commissioner Leone. Well, the 4 pickleball courts hanging off the edge there just don't do it for me, but I wasn't going to argue about it. I don't see us doing pickleball tournaments. I'm sorry. I just don't. We're not in the pickleball business. Well, as the alderman will see, we don't have the money for stands, and we're not going to administer a pickleball tournament, and we're just not going to do it, Sue. Sorry. We're just not going to do it. It's not a public hearing. No, it's not a public hearing. But can we accommodate 6 courts? Sure. But we're not in the pickleball business. Basketball courts, this city is awash in basketball courts at the edges of driveways. But what I hear is a lot of the neighbors don't want the noise of a concentrated basketball court. Now, this isn't my neighborhood. I don't go here often. So I don't know what's going on in the neighborhood. We got Clear Meadows right next door. That may be the issue. I don't know. It's Kristen's neighborhood. If we wanted to do basketball courts there, I'd support it, because we don't have basketball courts in parks in this system. That might be a good addition. So that's my 2 cents worth. Commissioner Leone.
So before I get started, did I hear you say that there are neighbors who complain about noise in Franklin? I don't think that happens.
No, they don't do that here.
Okay. On a more serious note, one.
That was a good try, though.
Yeah. One, maybe 2 things, and they may require a motion. I don't know. But Alderwoman Wilhelm reached out to me last night. I asked if she could send an email to the council, or excuse me, to the commission, based on some other things she was doing. She wasn't able to, but she did address some concerns of neighbors. So I would ask that if, I think maybe it's proposed a breach of etiquette, so that the Alderwoman, if she wants to address the commission with the concerns that she's heard from her constituents.
It's her district. She can speak. Yeah, of course.
That doesn't need a proposal because we're not in a public comment?
She's part of, no.
Okay. So
I've always let, no.
I would ask the Alderwoman if she's willing to come and discuss some of the things that you told me last night. And I do have one thing after that as well.
Without objection.
Oh, Is this on? Hello? Boy, this has been a long time coming, and I'm really glad to see that it's moving forward. I guess I share the concern about a little too many pickleball courts. I'd like to point out the multi-use field, Mayor, where you would like to see your ice skating rink. What you're looking at is a smaller version of what's there now.
Actually, I didn't put it there, so that's not really where I'd like it.
So this right here is not the size of the existing field. This, all this is approaching on the existing field.
Actually, Alderwoman, what I'd like to see is where the wording is there that says proposed picnic table and typical symbols. You see, just to the east of the pavilion would be the appropriate spot. Right there,
here.
Yep. Would be appropriate spot for an ice rink because you freeze your feet and you go into the pavilion.
Right.
So, but I don't care. You flood the field. Who cares?
Yeah. So, yeah. There are a lot of easements that are running through there, which is kind of forcing everything to be jammed up. And there's also floodplain and there's storm water. And I'm fine with pickleball. I do think that it's just a little too much pickleball because I don't know if anyone in here realizes, but Glen Meadows Park back 15 years ago had a baseball field. This park was bought and promised to the people that this would be their baseball area. So they got the baseball field and the neighborhoods wanted the tennis courts and we spent many years of planning and came up with a great plan that everybody was happy with. And then we got to building it and all of a sudden it became the pickleball area. And the survey was supposed to be like the last time we updated, it was supposed to be a neighborhood survey. This survey is the only park in the city of Franklin that a neighborhood park survey went out community-wide and outside of the city-wide. This was posted on Facebook. It was posted on the city's website. This was not a neighborhood survey results that you see. So obviously, if we don't put in the gray area, the trail up here, we won't have an alternative to this only dead-end cul-de-sac. And you know in the ordinance, you've heard the maximum length of a cul-de-sac is supposed to be 800 feet. It's already 1,700 feet long. So if that were to get blocked off, it's really important that this get developed.
Wait a minute. I can't see what this is.
The gray trail that goes over and connects, because this is going to be our emergency.
You're wiggling too fast.
Emergency access right here for police and fire, should this area down here be blocked off. There's also, I'd say go ahead with what you have, just maybe cut down on a few pickleball courts and be done with it. It's really actually a fairly good plan. It accommodates most of what the neighbors wanted when we initially did all the planning. And I'm concerned that we're inviting tournament areas into a neighborhood park, and I think that that's more appropriate for another area. And I know Mr. Morrow has a site he's looking at. Maybe that's the place that you end up with the tournament areas. I think that would be totally appropriate for that. But this document right here lays out everything that was mentioned in this park, including grills. There are no grills. We have grills out here at the other parks. There won't be any place for any of those amenities. So imagine renting out that pavilion, which is set up to be for like 100 people, and where are all these 100 people going to stand? Why don't you put up these high fences around all these pickleball courts, and the people that are trying to warm up using the baseball field use the multi-use field, which is now cut in half because of the courts. And the neighbors had said, please don't take off the table or the tennis courts, and please don't impact our use of the ball field, including the multi-use warm-up area. That's pretty much the strongest things I've heard. from most of the residents. In fact, almost everyone I heard from, those were their light concerns. It's floodplain, and there's all kinds of utilities running in that area. Well, you'd have to dig up. Oh, you're talking about the field itself. Well, well, I think the idea is to try to. This way?
Yeah.
Well, it gets really narrow, and the floodplain. See how light the lines are? The floodplain goes way up. The floodplain goes up into this area. So, well, everybody will be playing in the mud, but I guess so. It's really, really wet out there, Mayor. We had to configure the whole trail that was originally planned for this because
of
the flood area.
I was the guy trenching the ball. I can get out in that field.
Yeah, but you don't want to be in water up to here, which is the case for most of this floodplain. I mean, I'm talking fast-moving water up over my boots when we were trying to plan this area. And you don't want kids being swept down the east branch of the Root River. So... So those are my concerns. And I do think there is a huge need for pickleball, and we should look at accommodating that, which was my original intent, was to get the neighborhoods together, get all the pickleball people together, flush it all out, and see what we could do to accommodate everyone. And it's just going to be a little too tough to do here, but what, 4, 6? Maybe that's the answer. You still get your rink. You can move your rink closer. So if we get some grills out, maybe some of the other things in the plan.
Without objection, Alderman Barber? I'm not sure that microphone's on.
Again, this isn't my district, but I have constituents in the adjoining District 5. And they, the only thing I've heard from them on maybe 3 occasions, different calls, different people, is that they would like to retain the tennis courts. There's been nobody that's asked for pickleball or anything there. The main concern was tennis courts in that area would be supported by the residents that surround that area. And it's a large residential area. So I guess what I'm representing them here tonight is just to request the retention of the tennis courts.
Well, as I indicated to you, Alderman Barber and Alderman Wilhelm, I'm doing a budget right now. We're not ripping anything out. Okay. Alderman Leon, I've demoted you.
Something that'll never happen. Okay. So while the Alderman was speaking and also some of the comments from Commissioner Haley and the mayor, sounds like the number of pickleball courts that are proposed are too many. What's the number? That's just the first part. And I don't know who's the best to answer. I don't know if we're going to get multiple different answers. But if there are going to be some pickleball courts in here, what's a good number to have? And anybody can answer that question, but I do still have other questions.
Yeah, I'll dodge the political bullet.
So to answer the question, at the Parks Commission, at least a year or longer, seems like every meeting was packed full of pickleball enthusiasts. And so they've been a pretty consistent chant that they need more pickleball space. It is a growing, you will hear testimony that they need it. They were hopeful at the Parks Commission that they were, 8 would be desirable, at least 6. I think these plans have 7, if I recall, but basically they really want as many pickleball courts, and they will tell you that it is a growing sport. They will tell you that all the communities surrounding. I have to thank Todd. He took me out to play pickleball, 3 or 4 weeks ago during lunch, and I kind of get it now because we were talking about things that didn't really make sense to me. So I understand why they need screening and that sort of thing. Makes sense to me. So. You will hear the enthusiast. They will show up in droves and tell you about their desire for pickleballs.
So, I appreciate that answer, but I guess I would redirect it back. I think with anything, there's going to be a vocal minority of enthusiasts for whatever it is they're proposing, whether it's pickleball or some other activity. From those who, Commissioner Haley has the experience in his professional career, mayor, the alderwoman, and from what you're hearing from constituents, if it's not going to be 6 or 8, what's a better number that fits in this park if it's going to be fewer than 8 courts? Is there a way to find a middle ground? I do have comments after that about tennis courts and public comment as well. And whoever can best answer that.
Well, I'm not a professional, but if you're asking me, I say leave the 6.
Take the 2 out to the south of the tennis courts?
Yeah.
Is that the idea? Okay. Alderwoman, is that something that you think the constituents in your area would support?
Well, 6 is certainly better than 8. 4 would be ideal. It would meet it halfway, and it would certainly leave more open space, but...
And sorry to interrupt, but we also, that looks pretty close to the floodplains as well. It's not in them, but it looks relatively close, right? Mm-hmm. City engineer, I guess I would...
About if you move the 4 block over to where the 6 are, and you would have, you could accommodate all of that in there.
I'm no expert on any of this, but as I'm looking at it from what I'm hearing, I would even go as far as proposing 3 and taking out the lower 5, but way out of my wheelhouse in terms of knowledge of what fits in the area.
Well, let me offer my justification. And it relates to the neighborhood to the west, the Clare Meadows development, not the Clare Meadows, but the Clare Meadows condominiums and their independent living apartments. This is perfect for them. And hopefully they'd use it on off hours, not when the organized groups are using it. Todd and Sue, that's my whole argument on this. During your organized events, you're crowded as crazy, right? But the rest of the time, there's nobody playing. So that's what my whole rationale of this is. If I see these things crowded most of the time, I'm all in for making more of them, right? But I don't see that yet. So, and then to Alderman Wilhelm's issue of the multi-use field, we still have the left field side of the baseball diamond that they can still use for the time being. So that's why I say leave the 6, take the 4, you can use the left field side, and it's a compromise. It's the way I look at it. I don't have a vote, so
okay.
There we go.
I guess I still tend to think, and I don't know, maybe this isn't practical, 3 would suffice for meeting the residents of Clare Meadows during the offing. Couldn't you just cut off the bottom 3 of those 6? Or even put it there and cut off the top 3 to leave that field open? I don't know anything about building pickleball courts, so I'm just asking questions on the fly.
Mayor, could I offer
When I was asking some of the members that were playing pickleball, one of them was Sue, they said that if they had another one, because I think we built 2 new courts up at Lions Legend right up here by City Hall. They wanted to be up here. When they went to the Park Commission, they said one more court up there, and that would really be helpful, and that could kind of take care of their problem. And I guess the Park Commission said, no, we're going to put them all here, which was like before they even had any citizen input or knew about the plan or read the court plan or anything. It was like they just told them, no, you can't have them here. We're going to do them here because we have this new park, and we're going to take 10 years of planning, and we're just going to change it, and we're going to put the pickleball courts in. That's kind of what happened. 10 years of planning just changed into pickleball courts, like overnight, and then that's what it became. So